Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Biz Carson. Some ultra-rich investors are using the downturn in San Francisco's real estate market to snatch up some high-end properties and at a discount. Biz, you've been looking into some of these big purchases. Which buildings? Any of them that we would know?
Certainly. I think an iconic one is the One Montgomery building downtown. That's the former Crocker First National Bank. It's got the beautiful columns outside. And that one just recently sold for more than 70% off. It's been sitting empty as the former Wells Fargo. And it sold to Empire, a music company based in the city, just this January. So that's one that moved recently. And you've seen some as much as 90% off. That's on Market Street, 995 Market, the former Burning Man headquarters. That's probably the steepest discount in the city. But you're getting a lot of good deals right now if you're an investor looking at property.
But you have to pay on those properties until there's a turnaround in the economy or at least a bounce back with people wanting to lease and come back into the office.
Certainly. I think, you know, these types of investors that are betting right now are a different investor than we saw kind of in San Francisco's heyday. These are ultra rich investors. A lot of them are family offices. San Francisco families like the Swig company, for example, recently bought a building at a quarter of what it would have been priced at pre-pandemic times. And so they have a little bit of a longer timeline. That, you know, the optimal word is how long is this going to recovery take? And these investors that are buying now are prepared to hold and sit on it for quite some time. And that's why they're entering the market.
Well, you know, if you can do it, it would end up being a great investment because ultimately you like to think that it's got to turn around.
One would hope. And certainly these investors are people who believe in the city. I, you know, kind of found there's two groups of people, who are in this to flip the properties eventually and, you know, buy low, sell high. But then there's also a lot of investors that we're seeing who just believe in the city and want to make it better and are prepared to just hold forever, be a legacy play. And I think people like Johnny Ive, who is really investing in the Jackson Square area, is a good example of that, as somebody who's bought a lot of properties, not necessarily at discounts, paying more market price or even above market price. And he's investing a lot of money just to make the city better. And so he's not going to be cashing out in 10 years. Whereas there's definitely some other more opportunistic investors who are planning and betting on this recovery happening.
Those legacy players, what have they said to you about why they believe in the city?
Well, there's a lot of great parts of San Francisco. You have everything from AI to its beautiful views. And this is a city that's gone through plenty of booms and busts and rebirth. And they just believe there are intractable qualities about San Francisco that make it a rich environment culturally, that make it a rich environment for business, and just that level of education and workforce. So there's things that, you know, did not disappear in the pandemic, that did not, you know, collapse along with COVID and the banking collapse, that are still inherent to the city. And so they're betting on those things. And I think, you know, Empire and then Montgomery is a good example of, you know, before the pandemic, when he was looking at buildings as a CEO, he couldn't afford a prime location, but now he can. His business is doing well, the city isn't. And so he wants to build, you know, the equivalent of a Capitol Records building in San Francisco, like LA has, and really plant a flag. And so there's plenty of entrepreneurs looking at the city in that perspective right now.
So it sounds like it's more than just a good real estate deal, because they could find a cheap building in any city.
Exactly. I think these are people who are excited that they're finding cheap buildings here in San Francisco, which was not the case in 2019. I mean, this was a market that swung from a less than 4% office vacancy rate to now lead the nation at 36%. And so the commercial real estate market has really turned on its head here, and they could find cheap real estate elsewhere, but they can't find it that often in San Francisco. And so this is one of those moments where they're really stepping in and taking advantage of the downturn, and, you know, hoping to build something that lasts.
So is there still inventory on the market to pick from?
Certainly. And I'm expecting we will see more. I mean, the problem is there's a lot of these loans on the buildings that will come due. There's more buildings going into distress. And so we will see more of these buys. But what I'm starting to hear whispers of are the institutions coming back into the market. I think one good example is Blackstone owned this building, a trio of buildings called North Park, also kind of in the Jackson Square area. And they purchased them for $245 million in 2018 from Gaw Capital, which is a Hong Kong-based firm. Well, Gaw Capital just bought them back from Blackstone for $82 million. And so that is like a huge discount. But now Blackstone, we're starting to hear that they're re-entering, maybe starting to look at buildings. And so there's certainly going to be more inventory coming back. I just think we'll see more competition in these deals.
It's always good to hear when investors are coming back into San Francisco. Thanks very much, Biz. It is Bloomberg's Biz Carson. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays. That's at 8 a.m.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.